dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and you are now tuning in to the Hot After Dust Monday. You know how we do it every Monday on the show. This is your boy, Steady J, and of course, my co-host with the most is my girl, Sharon Lamont.
Yes.
It's a special day. It's Memorial Day. We, on Ride to Back, we wanted to go ahead and just, you know, give a shout out to everybody for Memorial Day. I know a lot of y'all went swimming, barbecue, party more than the weekend, whatever. But we just hope that you all still remember at the end of the day what the whole point of this weekend is. And that's not necessarily mean you have to be upset and sad or whatever. But just remember one of the reasons why you're able to party as hard as you do, because there's some people who have risked their lives to go keep everything flowing accordingly over here, and they've lost their lives during this many epic battles that, you know, they could have just stayed in the house and chilled if that could, but they gave their lives up to help us. So just definitely remember that's what today is about. Remember some of the fallen soldiers that, you know, have given their lives up to in order to keep us safe. So that's what we just wanted to definitely give a shout out to that right away.
Most definitely.
Now, of course, today's show, as y'all wondering, today's show, there's not going to be an interview today's show. Today's show is the month in review for May 2013. And that's basically what we do on this show is, like kind of how we did that, for those that came to the first, how we did the month reviews now, how we did it in April. And we kind of give you a recap of everything that happened for that month, as far as kind of just reminds you everybody that came to the show. And, you know, you can always, the people we mentioned, you can always go back and check them out again, because the shows are all archived if you listen at your own leisure. So, bam. But, Tara, how was your day? How was your day?
My day was nice. It was real laid back. You know, some family members barbecued, so it was kind of a get-together, sat back, watched movies, you know, came home. I am in Atlanta, so, you know,
I'm
in Atlanta right now. We'll be in Miami July 25th, but, yep, I'm in Atlanta, so it was really unpacking, and, you know, I gave my dog a bath, you know, so it was a laid-back day for me, but it was enjoyable. I watched a lot of, you know, different types of movies, and You know, both my grandfathers actually served in the Army. And my pops, you know, was in the Navy. So it's like, you know, I saluted them and, you know, got the chance to talk to them today. So it was really, it was a nice day. I say that.
Yes, and I, you know, because that's actually how my parents actually met. Were both my parents were military. They actually met each other in the military. And because of that, no, Mitch, that's how you have little old me.
All right. How was your day, though?
Got a chance to go see Fast and Furious Part 6 today. It was definitely, you know, they're not telling you to check your ending, but I'm definitely going to just, pure admiration for the movie. It was definitely worth the price of admission and then some. You got what you paid. You didn't walk away saying, dang it, I just wasted money at the movies, just wasted time at the movies. It was actually one of those movies that you got a little more than you even asked for, and it was such a blessing to see that happen. It was just so much action. It was more than, you know, of course everybody thinks Fast and Furious, cars, but this movie gave you the cars, and it gave you the action, and the dialogue was on point. The time and delivery of the lines, everything was on point. So definitely had to say I love it. And there's some surprises in there that's going to freaking throw you the heck off. So definitely. And just like you do for the Avengers, you need to stay a little bit after the credits, because after this little quick pan out that you're going to see something happen that's very crucial, it's going to throw you the heck off. So definitely got to check that out.
Definitely. Did you see Hangover 3 yet?
No. See, it's too many movies this weekend. I hadn't seen it. Hangover 3. Haven't checked it. And because Fast and Furious came out the same day. There's too many movies.
Yeah, that's I hear it's not worth it, though. A lot of people have been telling me it's not worth it. And, you know, and I'm just like, I don't know. I can't go off of what people say, though. I kind of got to see it for myself.
I said about two in one. I like two in one. So, you know, because a lot of people were, this is what happens. When there is a sequel, people are always going to be, and especially when there's a cult following, a lot of people always had the expectation from the movie. For instance, people who saw one went into number two and was very critical of it. People who first time saw number two, maybe number one at first, but if you saw first time saw number two, they saw number three, and then they try to do whatever it is. It's just, you know how people do. When there's a sequel or something, they lead up to their expectation for what they came from the other movie. And it can be a great movie, but because they got this high and high thing that, okay, what are you going to do different? And thing is, they might be doing something epic, but you're just not giving it a chance because you're so sold on the previous part of the epic sequel or whatever, or the part of the trilogy, whatever. How many of me parts of the movie there is?
Right. Nicely said, Fetty.
Thank you. I try. You know,
I try. Yeah, that was nicely said. Yeah. But, so I got to go see that, you know, by myself and to see how that goes. Because I'm like, I just got to go see it for myself, because so many people are just like, oh, no, I don't like it. Some people are like, I like it. I'm like, I got to see it because I'm a Hangover fan. Like, that's my junk right there. Like, if I want to laugh, that's my junk right there regardless. So, I got to see it.
There's a lot of movies. Then the movie with Will Smith and his son, Will Smith and Jaden Smith. No, that's coming up this Friday. Then next week, The Purge is coming out. I give up. There's too many movies coming up. So,
we're going to go to a quick
music break. We're going to give y'all two tracks. Come back and then we're going to chop it up, talk about something that happened this month. And also, we're going to talk about some of the current news, too, some of the current hot things. And I also said that I was going to be talking about some. We did a trending topic. We did something called, we're going to start doing it called random tweet tag. I'm going to just randomly just tag people on Twitter. I'm going to hit you up, and I'm going to hit you up to touch a tweet tag of the day. It could be just the most thorough topic in. y'all got to hear some of these answers. It's ridiculous. So, you know, go ahead, go to the music break. And we'll be back on Life That Does Live, your boy TJ and your girl.
Never mind.
All right. All right, first track we're going to go to is one of my favorites. Is Amisha Maserati. And then we're going to follow up. So we'll be back.
Shout out my nigga Demetri, you crazy for this one, my dude. Yeah, 88, baby. Huh? Hey, girl, show me what you working with. Cute face, fat ass, and some thick hips. Drop it low, shake it fast, what the business? Do it by yourself, girl, I'll play the witness. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. 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 Hey, girl, show me what you're working with. Cute face, fat ass, and some thick hips. Drop it low, shake it fast, what the business? Do it by yourself, girl, I play the witness. Let me see, let me see, let me see it with no hands. Pop it once, pop it twice, girl, you know the damn dance. Hands on your ankles, girl, I know that there stands. 88 salute, while I watch you do your dance. Yeah, girl, what that booty all about? I see you moving that thing like a workout. Fitting to be the trainer, yeah, girl, let's work it out. I'ma hold your hips while you shake it all about. Hey, girl, show me what you working with. Cute face, fat ass, and some thick hips. Drop it low, shake it fast, what the business? Do it by yourself, girl, I play the witness. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. 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 Your girls say I'm talented, that's what they talking about. YGSIT, that's what they yelling, what they shouting about. Hands on they hips and that ass bouncing up and down. Feeling like a detective, which one of y'all I'm copping now? I'ma call her Bunny Rabbit, yeah, shorty hop around. Drop it to the flow, then she stops, then she bounce around. Shorty so majestic with her movements, fitting to keep her around. Soon as the beat drops, she fitting to hit the fucking ground. Shorty stamina, something crazy, outrageous. Shorty girl do her thing, her friends is all basic. Eyeballing her like she doing it but naked. I wanna know, can I see it naked? Hey girl, show me what you working with. Cute face, fat ass, and some thick hips. Drop it low, shake it fast, what the business? Do it by yourself, girl, I play the witness. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. 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 Let me see that there wobble. Shorty say she love my flow, I say I love the wobble. So drop it to the flow, to the ground, shh, don't make a sound. I wanna hear it clap, clap, clap all around. Standing ovation when she drop it to the flow. Pedestal type of chick, all around pro. She out here doing it like she paid in all gold. Do it, do it, do it, baby girl, lose control. Hey girl, show me what you working with. Cute face, fat ass, and some thick hips. Drop it low, shake it fast, what the business? Do it by yourself, girl, I play the witness. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake.
All right, well, welcome back. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, CJ, and your girl, Taryn Lamont, in the building. And, man, that was a quick little music break. And we got a lot to talk about on today's show. As far as, you know, this is the monthly review that we do, where we talk about all the shows that happen for the month. So, give you a quick recap of the shows. Okay, so we're going to go all the way to the beginning, going back in the time machine. Okay, so, of course, the first show of the month, we actually did a rewind show. You guys actually got to check a rewind of an interview I did all the way back in 2011, September 14th to be exact, and that was my girl, Kibana Yolanda, which, a.k.a., you all know her mostly as Kibana Lust. And that was such a fun show. it was very mind-blowing show because you got to hear just the type of celebrities or anyone that comes to the show, period, that they have such a good time they come. And that's what I love about the guests. They know that, hey, when you come here, be ready to have a good time, and we still going to go in. That's how we do it, and it's making you feel like home. So it's definitely a blessing to have people who understand that, and no matter how nervous the people are that came to the show, you don't know. Once they get on the air, they forget every nervous bone they body that they had, and it's such a blessing to see that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to keep it moving. We're going to move all the way to, which I know, and every Friday we do our Let's Talk More Music Friday, so y'all can always check it out. We play a lot of hot music every Friday, and you hear us talk about it. So we're going to be talking about something in particular that we're going to, that's monumental, and that was looked at as well. And okay, so on Monday, May the 6th, we have my boy Trey Capone, all the way from Cali, the city of angels, L.A. to be exact, for those of you that didn't know. So, yeah, it was definitely fun to have him on here. And definitely, you know, that's a blessing. And it's always good to see that, you know, people always wonder, when they want to network people, they always go, oh, well, are you in my area? Oh, boy, you're not in my area. I don't know how I can network with you. And my thing is this, don't let it never, ever, 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 and let me say it again, ever, let yourself be limited to where you at to network with people in another area. This is the day of the digital age. If you can't figure out, if you are a one-track minded that you not realize that you can network people in other areas, you are totally lost. Because, hey, look at me and Taryn Lamont, when I networked with her, she was never in Texas while I was networking with her. She was never in Texas. Mm-hmm. And even so right now, she's on the show. She's all the way in ATL. So there's no excuses. Network with people and stop letting where you at determine how far you get. Because when you do that, you're going to be stuck. So you can't complain about being stuck. So we went from that. And it was definitely a fun show with him. Another show we did was a knockout. And that was fun. My girl, Knockout, Model Knockout. And see that it's from the DFW. That was a fun show because that was one of the first shows we actually introduced to y'all. The new segment with my girl Taryn Lamont, and that's where she goes in on y'all, and she brings y'all the turn up with Taryn, turn up time with Taryn, and that's when it gets real. And as far as Taryn, kind of go, you know, kind of get a listener's insight into that, like. How did it feel like to make that? That was like the first, really the first show that you started doing that segment. And how did you feel as far as the impact of you changing that up and bringing that new part into the show?
I was excited, really, because first to put a name on it, you know, because I always have my questions kind of sort of, you know, where I kind of vibe off, you know, so. I mean, the first show when we did it, I was put on the spot, y'all. This was not no, you know, okay, we got Taryn. This, it wasn't that. It was just that he came out like, okay, we got Turn Up Time with Taryn coming up next from the music break, and I'm like, ooh, you know, like, okay, all right, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Because I always have questions in my mind because I'm always so into. Every person we have on here from interviews, because you learn something from each and every person. I always try to get something positive off of them, something I could, you know, put into my everyday life. So I just started, you know, came up with questions off the dome. It kind of just happened naturally for me. So we kind of went with it after that, and I loved it, though, because it was like, okay, time to go in, you know, and then you got the person that's, they're into me, too. You know what I mean? They're not just so focused on, all right, okay, so we got Seti. Here's Seti. He got his time in. We got the questions. Okay, but what's Turn Up Time with Taryn? So I like people to keep their mind racing. So it was a great feeling. I love Turn Up Time with Taryn. I like to say go crazy, but it's Turn Up Time with Taryn. So I like it. I love it.
And I like it because, like you said, a lot of people don't realize, a lot of times, a lot of stuff on this show, and sometimes some people, it seems so well planned. But it is. It's just turning my head somewhere. But, you know, a lot of times in the show, we just let things happen. Everything, mm-hmm. everything is planned a certain way, but to a certain extent, too, we let things happen. We don't try to orchestrate everything that happens on the show. We just let everything organically happen. So, definitely, and, you know, it just shows, again, the people to understand. For me, what I got from it, too, is it just continually shows people that, you know, you're more than, some people might know you as Taryn the model, and they don't realize that, hey, that everything you do, that you do so much. And that's why I like about the fact when you get to go on the show, because people get to see, you know, they get to see another dimension in you and understand that, hey, okay, wow, she is, you know, for you, when other models do these shows like this too, it gives people a mindset into the models, especially when they're not acting so into themselves in the show. It gives people a mindset that y'all actually are more than just the good-looking girl we see on the picture.
Yeah, that's very true. And then it helped me grow really as a radio show host as well. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, every day, you know, I mean, people look at it like, okay, they're professionals. But at the same time, I feel like we're all still learning every day. You know, it's always something else we could do better. So it just keeps me, I don't know. I kind of, like, my adrenaline gets pumping every time I hear that, really. Like, every time I hear, you know, turn up time with Taryn, it's like my heart gets to thumping, like, doom, 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 you know, like, yeah. Like,
and like you said, people are always learning. Like, you get, like, when you learn it, it's like, for me, I can make $1 million, I still want to learn something, because I made $1 million, I want to learn how I can make multiple millions. If I made multiple million, I want to learn how I can make $1 billion. If I learn how to make $1 billion, I want to learn how to make multiple billions. So I'm always trying to learn something new.
Right, yeah. I agree. It's a great feeling. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity. It's dope. I like it. Taryn one-on-one, it's cool.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about the next show that happened, and that was that Friday show. Oh my God, that was so much fun. That was actually the weekend of Mother's Day, and I got the chance to do. I had a special guest on the show, special guest co-host / DJ on the show, and it was my mom. It was so crazy because a lot of people know my mom is. She's very personable and very cool and sociable, but she's also very shy, and so it was just to put her on the spot like that. I literally, and let people know that too, I literally put my mom on the spot the night before and I said, hey, I want you to do the show with me. I literally put a shot on the spot the night before. And, you know, basically the next show we had a playlist. It was 10 songs. She picked 10 songs and it ranged from old school stuff like Patti LaBelle, MC Hammer, Too Legit to Quit. A whole lot of stuff. And then she even started throwing something in there that was for shock value. She had Kisses Down Low in there. She had Bugatti by Ace Hood. And she was doing some stuff to throw y'all. She was throwing y'all out. She was throwing it in there. And to me, she did words can't describe it. I can tell. Words can't describe. That's basically how she was in the show. She blew away my expectations. She just really went all above and beyond. And she was, you can tell she was genuinely having fun with it. And it was good to see her Monday to take her out of Element and do that because she was really having fun with that. And again, this was the show was about to have fun and still do something positive at the same time. Again,
yeah,
beautiful. We had a show. What did you say, Taryn?
No, I said she was turned up, though. I mean, she got, well, you got her running through your blood, though, so that explains it.
Yes,
she was pumped.
And I thought I'd do the same thing again for weekend of Father's Day, too, and put my dad. But she's really crazy because a lot of people have heard my dad on the show before, and they remember Also, while I was doing this show, I used to produce another show. I was producing the show at the time. I was co-hosting it. I would say something here and there, but I was mainly doing. Mm-hmm. I was mainly focused on being a producer more so than a host. And my dad was one of the co-hosts on there, and so he was used to. And I even produced my dad's show when dad was doing the show, Better Way Radio. I even helped produce his show, and people saw this day. So it's natural. They're running in my veins. Okay, so we're going to go to the next show. And that was the next show that was on May the 13th. It was on that Monday. We had All the Way from the DMV. And that was from Dirty Boy Quicks. And that was a pretty fun show, too. It was very fun. Matthew just played with his songs and now Wobble and Shake. Let's play with his tracks. And I'm going to let Terrence for us. Terrence, how was that show to you? How did you feel when he was on here? Because that was, I mean, and I'm not making this up. Everyone has been on the show this month has been so turned up. So it was ridiculous. What was your mindset on when he was on here?
Hilarious, and that's what just really cracks me up. Though, like when I think about it, May for some reason has been the turn. Like everybody, we have not had a dull moment. You know what I mean? Like really, like. But he was very turned up. I like that. He was very enthusiastic to the point to where he kept. I feel like he kept us on our toes. You know what I mean? Like he kept us excited.
Right.
So. I like that because, you know, I mean, at times you get people that just kind of be like, yeah, I'm such and such. And, you know, I mean, on other shows, we just talking about period, not just talking about on our show. But, yeah, I like that. I like when people come enthusiastic and they're excited to be talking to you. It makes you put more interest into that person, you know? So I like that.
Right. It makes the listeners want to, the listeners feel like they come to the show and not feel like the person, so they were forced into the show. Yeah, that was turned up, and but that was one of the songs. He has one of my favorite songs too. The role that he does, I love it. And that's what a lot of times too. A lot of people don't realize the artists come in the show. I've actually become fans of a lot of the music because I like independent music more. I hear, of course, I listen to some of them. I listen to a lot of mainstream stuff too, but I like to. But sometimes you know you get tired of hearing the same stuff on the radio all day. So how can you escape hearing the same on the radio all day? Listen to independent music. That's your chance to hear something different. People just sort of only go off with hearing the radio. But they don't know. That's why their horizons don't get broadened. So I love it. I love having him on there. And then move on to that Wednesday. My girl Ray K207. My girl Ray Ann, all the way in Johnstown. Philadelphia, we learned some, I said Philadelphia, Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and we learned some very, oh my God, we learned some new stuff on that day, we learned some history facts on that day, that was crazy, because they are home, she lives in the home of the largest vehicular incline plane, and, you know, she was breaking that down to us. And what I was about to was, see, and I like this, and the thing is, a lot of people don't realize too, I say this all the time, it's not a black show, it's not a white show, it's not whatever show, this is a show for everybody. And I love it when people get out of that mindset that's different races and whatnot, get out of that mindset of saying, hey, oh, it's a black show. They come and they get so checked up, they love being on here because they realize it's not just about it to be a black show or it's not just this type of show. I love that, and I like people like that. And of course, Ray Ann, it was German. She said she was German, and she said she was something else. It was something. I want to say Polish.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the other part of it was, but yeah, it was definitely great to have her on there because it said it just. First of all, she was fun. We learned some new stuff. People also get a chance to see that. Like I said again, I don't like people just thinking that this is. I don't really get an attitude about it, but then they, let the show speak for itself. It's not a black show. It's not a white show. It's not a Mexican show. It's not whatever. It's a radio show for everybody that's in the independent entertainment industry. I didn't say
right.
It was for the black industry. You haven't heard me once say that yet on the show. You haven't heard me say it. You haven't seen that in descriptions. None of it. So it is what it is. And I like people that think outside the box on that.
Yeah.
And you kept her on her toes, too, Karen.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Right. I didn't hear you.
I said, you kept her on her toes, too.
Oh, yeah. Had to.
Okay, so we're going to slide on to the next May 20th, and that show was with my boy Killzone Music, and that's always from Memphis, Tennessee, which right now, man, our show's in Memphis right now. It's great. I know the city is so freaking turned up right now because that's where freaking wrestling conference finals is going on right now. Oh, my God, it's extra turned up there right now. And Memphis is just turned up. Anytime, especially with the holiday, Memphis is extra turned up. Because when I went there, like I said before, when I went there for 4th of July, oh, my God. Loved it. So, yes.
Turned up.
That was fun, too. That was pretty, and actually, to kind of let people know on that, he's actually a producer. He's actually a producer responsible for a past guest was on the show, my girl Misha Maserati, who shot the actual play, Do the Math. That was him that actually produced that track. So definitely was great having him on there. And again, Taryn put him on his toes. And a lot of things y'all see too, we do on the show now, we're in this segment where we have the guests take it on a virtual tour of where they are. If we were to spend a day there, where would we go? And I love some of the answers of people. It's so much fun hearing this. Because you kind of get people that haven't been to the area, they kind of get a feel for the area and understand more. And shout out to my girl Red Shades in the chat room. What's up, Red? Boston in the building. And let's see. We got one more show that we got to talk about, and that's my girl, Humbly Jazz. That was another fun show. Humbly Jazz was, I love it because that show was fun, and it was a little controversial as far as some of the stuff we talked about, like, you know, because her being a pastor's daughter and being a model. So as far as showing people that, you know, and also bring down the stereotype of it's because you're religious that you can't show skin. I understand that. I can say you, if you want, whatever, have people do stuff or whatever, don't play God, you're not God. And we're talking about stuff that's tasteful, and people still got a problem with it. So that's what pisses me off. And we talked about that. We had fun in here, too, and Taryn and her clicked so well, and shout out to H-Town. She's holding down for H-Town. So,
yeah, most definitely.
So that is actually the wrap. That is what happened this whole month on the show, and it was definitely exciting. And shout out to Red Shade. I said, I'm tripping up Red Shade. It's in the chat room. What is good? Okay, so, matter of fact, we're going to go ahead and put on the Red Shade track and come back. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that's coming up. We got a couple. We'll talk about the show first of next week. We're going to talk about the first week of Dust Music Month. So we'll talk about that. And then Wednesday show, we'll talk about who we are this Wednesday show to finish off the month. So we'll be back. This is Red Shades, Vibe and the Cool. And then we'll be back on Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl, Terry Lamoske.
Yes, yes.
You can leave that all aside. Yeah, you can leave that all aside. one for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers lest you wanna see cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm and collected, but I will show you a reminder cause y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Take a lot from me to say that. Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild but not with me cause I keep it chill.
Be tripping off these people.
Welcome back. The Life That Does Live. That was your girl, Red Shades, vibing and cooling. And she in the chat was good. That's my boy, Master Meaty, in the chat room, too. What's good, Master?
What's up?
All right, so I told everybody on Twitter I was going to share some of the answers to my random tweet tag, which was, it was pretty fun. Some people didn't do a good job answering the question. Because it was a good answer, but it wasn't quite answering the question, which was the exact way the question was worded, but we give them the benefit of the doubt. Okay, so to kind of get everybody in on what the question, the magic question was. Okay, so yesterday, I ended up asking everybody on the show, on Twitter, via the Just Divine Model Twitter. You know, I got like three Twitters I ran at one time. So on there, we asked a lot of models in there to kind of get into their minds a little more, understand, have a little fun, and actually make them give something to think about too. And the trending topic I threw out there was three accessories. There's a key word, accessories, you can't live without. There are a lot of great answers. And I'll also be sharing with the number one answer. There was two answers that everybody picked. So we'll be going on that. I'm going to share from is for, and I'm going to mention by that Twitter name so you can bear with me. And our first one is from my girl, Lil_MissMS_BabyDoll. And when I hit her up with the question, she said that the three accessories that she cannot live without are her phone, her Bible, and jewelry. Now, here's the other magic part of the whole equation. Not only did I ask people to answer the question, they also had to say why they picked that for the answer. So, going to her answer, she said, her phone basically has everything that she needs. Her Bible gets her through journeys in life. And her boyfriend told her not to take her ring off. So that's why she picked those three things. And definitely, I like the answer. I appreciate you for having fun with us. And it was a very good answer. And I'm going to go ahead and share the next one. This is pretty good. Like the answers that people give just get wilder and wilder and wilder. Okay, so we'll go on to the next one. Now, I want to share the one from a girl, Old Serenity Jones. This is when it started getting funny. It started getting extra hilarious with the trending topic. And her answer to the three accessories that she cannot live without are her cell phone, Vaseline, and her hairband. Now, the magic question that everybody wants to know is, why those three things, of course? Because this is where it got fun. She said the Vaseline because dry lips or a hell no. Her hair because her hair is natural and big, so she would want to keep it up or whatnot. And then her cell phone because she can bring her other things.
Okay.
So that was a smart ass. I like how she answered that. You said because she can bring her other things. That was pretty smart. Not people weren't thinking on that level. They pick three things when you know you can actually kind of be slick about it. So big ups to her on that. And I had made a joke. I'm going to get into the joke of me and her making fun of, because it was ridiculous. And y'all know already what's the trend that's going on here. Okay, so I'm going to share two more answers. Let's see who did a very lovely job of answering the question. It was extra hilarious about it. Let's see. All right, I'm going to share this one because hers is pretty hilarious. And this goes to what Serenity said. And this is Ray Pierce 021. I asked her what three accessories she cannot live without. And I feel like I'm on Family Feud and I read these answers. Phone to communicate and listen to music. She said chapstick because cracked lips aren't cute. And then her earrings because she feels naked without her earrings. And which she has six piercings. So that was interesting. That was an interesting answer. Like the answer. Pretty good. Y'all get an extra hilarious. All right, so I'm going to share one more. And then I'm going to talk about, I'm going to do a wrap up of basically what everybody pretty much said on it. Let's see who got gave me another good one. Oh, my God. It was so many. I can't even freaking think. Let's see who gave me a good one. Let's see. Who do I want to pick? Okay, I'm going to go with this one, Jalissa. Jalissa Taylor. Jalissa Taylor _. This is the last one I'm going to share. And y'all can always go check it out because we retweeted a lot of people's answers. So y'all can check out all the answers retweeted. And her answer to the question, three accessories that she cannot live without were her phone, her chapstick, and her money. Her answer to the reason why, her phone, because if something was to go wrong, she can get help. Her chapstick, so she can take care of her lips. And money, because money is money. So those are the answers. Now, looking at everyone that answers, y'all, pretty much everybody that answered the question did not want chap lips. Everybody wanted a cell phone, or everybody was concerned with the jewelry. Those are the three main things. Jewelry, money, no, excuse me, not even money wasn't necessary. And money is technically not an accessory, so good job of some people that didn't answer that. There was earrings, cell phone, And again with the lips. Everybody with those chat, everybody does not want to chat lips. Is there anything? And they can't, if there's nothing else they can have, they at least have to have no chat lips. Also, but you know, but, and the thing is, what I think I realize, some people say, why do you say your soap? Soap is an accessory. So, there you go. Bam. So, those are the three answers that everybody said. And it was so much fun. And we'll be doing some more. Like that. We'll just throw it out there. You never know when I'm going to do it. Be on the lookout for it. So, there we go. Now, as far as this show, the show's coming up for this coming up month. Now, on this Wednesday, kick it in out the rest of the month, we're going to be having my girl, Lady Hal. She'll be on the show. We'll be interviewing her. And that's going to be pretty, that's going to be lots of fun. And then next week kicks off the official second annual Dusk Music Month, excuse me. And we'll be chopping up a lot of different music that's happening on there. A lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun because we're going to have a lot of artists, a lot of producers, a lot of record execs, anything with celebrity artists coming through, too. Uh-oh. So, there's some of the independent artists that'll be on the bill for next coming month. Will be on that first Monday. It's going to be next June the 3rd. We'll be having my girl, Miss Ivy. And Miss Ivy is all the way in Toronto. We're chopping up with her. She's definitely a phenomenal artist out of Toronto and making some things happen. We chop it up with her. And then, ironically, who's in the chat room now, on June the 10th, that Monday, would be my girl, Red Shades. Now, I've known Red for a while, y'all. Red's been the first artist ever to join our professional network, DeathSpot.com. And this interview's been long overdue. So it's definitely great to have her come on and interview her. It's going to be a lot of fun. Because especially this family, I really have a ball with family. I go in with them. So Red Shades will be on there, holding down for Boston. And then we're going to move it over. And we're going to be having, on that following Monday, will be on the 17th, will be my boy DJ K-City. And not only is he involved with music, he's also an intricate part of the modeling industry, too. He has the network of honeyacademy.com. We'll be chopping up with him as far as how he makes both realms work, because there's people like myself and other people who make it work both ways. They work in the music industry and work with the modeling industry and make it happen. It can be done, everyone. It can be done. So that's just some of the stuff coming up next month. And there we go. Now, Taryn, as far as you got any, what big stuff you got coming up? I know you actually, there's a big reason why you actually moved to ATL. So kind of fill that in for the listeners who don't know about that yet.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm actually going to be shooting for my own show, and it won't be under the name of Taryn Lamond. That's what a lot of people don't know. It'll actually be under my name, my government name, and you guys are soon to be finding that out. But, yes, my first name is Taryn, okay, but my last name is not Lamond. That is my modeling name, and that's another part of me, I'd say. So, yeah, you guys get ready for that, because I'm just really building on being a businesswoman, you know, with the name that's on my birth certificate, and not just, you know, I mean, people look at me as different things. You know, some look at me as an eye candy model, different things. I just want to be looked at as different things. And a businesswoman and that has something, you know, more going for herself other than just looks to everybody else. So I got something to prove. So, hey, that's what's going on. So I'm excited. I am excited, you know. So I hope everything goes as how it's supposed to go. With it right now, it's going smoothly. I did make a Keek. That's a new little social network thing with videos, if y'all aren't aware. I am on Keek. It's Taryn Lamond, so you guys could look that up, and I'll be, like, having little 30-second videos, you know, showing all of this stuff going down behind the scenes, the photo shoots, everything that I do, you know, as far as business-wise. So, hey, that's why I'm in Atlanta, if everybody really wanted to know. That's the big surprise. So you guys will be seeing it soon. So get ready.
Yes, you know, I'm definitely more than excited for you because I love seeing the family win. I just love seeing that, and that's what it's all about, you know, support, realizing that, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of people, they want to support you, but they don't want you to win, and if they feel like you're doing better than them, they find you to be a threat. And I understand that. They're not realizing at the end of the day, if you're loyal to somebody and they're doing great, they're going to probably, not all the time, but the ones that are loyal and you were loyal to them, they're going to always hold you back, and they're going to watch out for you in some way. It does not always mean monetary, because people get that confused. That means they think they can get a check all of a sudden. That don't mean that. Because sometimes we all need favor, man. We need favor sometimes more than we need the money. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and it's, you know, a lot of people look at it like, how is it so easy for people to pick up and just leave? It's not, okay? Because I had to pick up and leave from, you know, little siblings, you know, my little brothers. And it's a lot that, you know, you have to really do. Mentally, emotionally, physically, it's a lot you have to do. So, therefore, people's like, oh, she's living the life. Like, I had a girl tell me that today, you know, on my Facebook message, like, you're living the life. I'm like, I'm not. Like, what you see in these pictures isn't what this all is. Like, there's so much behind this, you know what I mean? So I'm not saying I'm not grateful, but what I'm saying is it's not all good, but everything, it's not easy to just take pictures and, you know, people think I sit around like, oh, I'm just dissing. Nope, not how it is at all. So you got to take risks.
Yeah, different life comes with a price.
Yeah, it does. A big one at that, so. But the life that I chose, you know, and a lot of people say that this life chose me. I feel that's weak-minded. You know, for people to say that, I feel like that's just an excuse, you know. I mean, you know, all of us are born, you know, into certain things, but I don't feel you always have an option, you know. That's what I tell myself. Some people are forced into certain things, but you always have an option. You're either about to take a risk and get out of that and do your own thing or whatever, you know what I mean? So this is the life I chose, so I don't complain about it. I'm just going to tell you what it is. That's all. It's not everything you see in pictures. That's all I'm saying.
And you know what, too? I mean, I can use the same people. I'm just use Madison and Red Shades, for example. Shoot, Madison, when it comes to him, you know, he does every year, he does his whole thing where he goes all the way to Cali and does stuff for the Cali Awards. And not just even just for that, he does it because it's a great networking tool. He's all the way in Chicago, and he goes all the way to Cali and make some stuff happen, because like you said, if you have to move around and get to travel other places in order to make some stuff happen, and if you're in the entertainment industry and you're not ready to travel, this is not the industry for you. I'm going to let you know that right now. If you think you're staying in your own city or staying in your own backyard, or you just going up the street to one city, it's not it. You got to move around, because when you are exposed to other cultures, it helps you better your craft so much more. So that perfect example, Red Shades, another perfect example. She's constantly traveling to other places, going to New York, going to wherever, going to ATL, wherever, to push her music and kind of get new ideas, a vibe. Even if her style is originating the East Coast, I mean, that's the only way she do things, so, bam.
And a lot of people, you know, what kills me, and this is one thing I got to put Detroit people out on, I am so sick, okay, so sick of leaving out of town, and for you all to sit here and say, oh, she's not from Detroit, what is she doing? Okay, the city will break you, okay? For y'all that haven't been to Detroit, it's just like, we hustle, don't get me wrong, but when it comes to the point to where somebody's really trying to make it out, and you would think that everybody else would be coming at you, your own city comes at you more, okay? Just like Doughboys Cash Out. That's a rap group that came from Detroit. Our boys just got signed with Jeezy. And there's so many people that's like, you know, throwing salt on their names. And I mean, I witnessed these boys rapping since 2006. You know what I mean? and now they got their big break. They done signed for 3 years with CTE. So, you know, I just hate that you have to move around to make something happen. I mean, you don't run from your city, which I'm not running from my city, but there's not – I have to go where my business is. You know what I'm saying? There's not much modeling you can do in Detroit except for urban, and that's not where fully my mind is at. So you have to go where your profession can succeed and excel. So, therefore, hey, you got to move around. So I just dislike that. I'm not going to say I hate, but I dislike that a lot about certain people, that they're so judgmental and they pass judgment when you're putting on for your city. I have done too much for Detroit, like as far as even giving back to the community, for them to sit there and try to say, oh, well, she's not from here. She's in the A now. She's repping Atlanta. No, I'm not. I'm here. Okay? That's all. I'm just here.
And I see we got a caller, too. I'm going to go to the caller, see who it is. Got some out from 305. You're on Life That Does Live. Your boy, City
okay,
James, John Lamont. What's up?
Hey.
What's up? Who's this on 305?
It's me. Is it? Am I on there?
You are.
Yes, you are.
Oh, cool. Sorry. No, I'm mistaken. I'm usually on the other talk shows, and they announce me. I'm sorry. So I was hearing about the rapping and having to move from Detroit to somewhere else. Not representing. And I'm cool with that because I have to go to, what's it called? New York next year because my high school's there. And I don't want to go there because I like Miami and I like where I'm at. You know, what is your opinion? Should I stay in Miami and go to another college, or should I move to New York and pursue my dream?
Oh, man.
Well,
because here's the thing. Because I noticed from first hand. Now, because I'm from Jersey originally, so I know how that is. First question is, do you have family up there?
Yeah.
Okay, you got family. That's kind of a good thing. And the thing is, this is why I say, because like for me, I remember when I was getting ready to first go to school, go to college and whatnot, I remember I said the dumbest thing in the world. And I said, oh, my God, I'm going to go to TCU. Oh, I can go to TCU, and I can stay at home with my mom and come and then go to school. And what the heck was I thinking? If I did that, I would never really branch out and allow myself to branch out and live life to understand even more, get a different aspect on life in a different area. Because when you're in your own area, you tend to get too comfortable. And you got to be putting like your comfort zone. Like, I think, and it's a good look for you because you're from Miami. You're going to go to a whole nother region. I think that's a good thing for you. Culture, for career-wise and whatever else, that's good for networking. Going to a whole nother area is just a good look because people, when you're from a different area, they respect you. The people from another area respect you more than the people in your own backyard do. It's a sad truth, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited. I mean, I'm going to New York, and it's going to be different, tall buildings, crowded, not 1,000 cars, just walking. It's totally going to be different. And, you know, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of getting there and screwing up, or getting there and not being used to it. And I'm scared of that, you know? I mean, what am I going to do if I go to New York and I buy an apartment for thousands of dollars and I fail? What am I going to do?
Yeah, but you can't let fear, okay, I can tell you that firsthand, you can't let fear stand in the way, okay, because honestly, I've done that, okay, and I'll be one to tell you, like, with me being in Atlanta now, I left Atlanta. I walked out on everything. I walked out on modeling. I walked out on the show opportunity. My show was supposed to have been set, and I walked out and ran home, like, went home for months because I was scared, you know what I mean? And that pushed me so far back. But it will feel so much better for you to see more. And then you are out your comfort zone to where it teaches you how to be on your own mentally because you don't have really nothing else you can do. You can't run home to mom, you know? So I say really follow your heart and don't ever let fear you know, get into the way. But that lets you know that your dreams are big enough. You know what I mean? Because if you're not scared of your dream doesn't scare the hell out of you, then it's the wrong thing. It's just not big enough. So you're doing the right thing. You're going to be nervous, but you just got to go in headstrong. That's what I say.
Okay. And before I go and hang up, when you guys are done with the show and you guys are going to relax and chill, if you guys have a chance, just look up the school, D-A-S-H dash. Just look up that school for art. It's in the Miami
mm-hmm.
district. Look at that school and read about it. That's where I'm at. It's a pretty,
okay.
pretty artistic prestige. It's, they only choose 100 students out of thousands who join, and I got accepted. So, on your free time,
very
check
nice.
That out. Thank you. And thank you for the feelings. I'm really excited.
No problem.
Problem.
You know, I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate you coming in and sharing that, because that means it's key. You know, you just share something that a lot of people are thinking, a lot of people are do think their way. And like you said, change, especially a big change of that, does scare the crap out of people. It scares the crap out of a lot of times when I'm getting ready, even when I'm just going to go travel somewhere for a weekend, and I might get on a plane, go far away, I'm nervous about, oh, my God, I came out to go to this whole other area. What are they going to think? How am I going to react? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you get there, all that, you know, you find a way to get through it. So I appreciate
yeah.
you for calling
yeah.
me and sharing it, because a lot of people are thinking the same way you think, and I think a lot of people are glad that you shared it for them, because they probably had that in their heart, but it's never asked anybody.
No. You know, when I was 11, and my mom and dad had, you know, they were trying to get money, and they were getting low money, and we were kind of getting poor. I was 11 years old, and I decided to start finding a job, and you would not believe how hard it was. I actually got onto, like, 4 different websites that display my name, and it had, like, my criteria and what I've done. And, of course, I lied for some of it, but, you know, I got a lot of job offers, and I couldn't do it because I was too young. But, you know, I really wanted to help my mom and dad out. I ended up going to school and getting money through there. You know, I worked in the art at South Miami Kids Rate for years, and I helped them out, and they paid me for some of the things, helped my mom out, you know. So, yeah, I'm trying to build my family up. So,
yeah. Definitely. And I think you will. You know, I think you will. And like I said, again, like me and Tara said, it's continuing how it drives. And, you know, the fact, like, again, just the fact of how you came back, you're brave to say that, it says a lot to me that I know you're going to make it happen. And definitely, most mean blessings to you, man. You definitely make. I cannot wait to see some things happen for you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
no problem.
Very much.
Okay. No, I gotta go to bed now. It's late.
All right. Well, good night. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. All right,
bye.
So, man, that was a heck of a way to end the show, y'all. That was a heck of a way to end the show.
I just loved this. I love that so much. So very brave. Very brave.
Yes. And as you roll now, everybody, if you missed any parts of the show, you can always check out all the shows. A lot of them, a couple of different places. You can always check it out, of course, here at blogtalkradio.com/Eddie J. Go there. You can listen to all the shows from there. You can also go to iTunes, type in Life or Death Live. On iTunes, it's a show on iTunes for free. The TuneIn Radio app for free. All right, you type in Life That Does Live on freaking Google. They'll show you everywhere you can download the show. So, again, I appreciate everyone that's came to the show. Made it fun. We got one more show in May, then June is coming up. So, again, everybody, that's the best to have you. Oh, and I want to go ahead and shout out one of my events. Coming out, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you need to be at the new Kyle Park over in Fort Worth. We'll be there come to the Newtown Park in Fort Worth. We're going to do something called Ole Miss Day. And you're going to learn what Ole Miss Day is all about in the Ole Miss. Because that is the oldest. You know, everybody talks about the Mayans and the Aztecs, but a lot of people don't realize that there's a much older civilization in that area than they have been portraying to us. So when we're talking about, you'll be able to get a chance to find out about that. And then also, every Sunday, starting this Sunday through the summer, I'll be DJing live in the park in the afternoon, so you get a chance to see me live, to mingle with me. You never know who might come through with me and have fun. Just come and have a blast, man. That's everything going down, y'all. Okay, we out. Everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a
T,
or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life of the Dust Live with your boy,
uh-huh,
Sonny J, and your girl, Tara Lamont. We are out. Deuces, everybody.
Yep.
Beep, beep.